Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.
Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
Oh, we're in the screen.
Was that a question?
Yeah.
You were like...
I didn't know. We had no setup today.
No.
We just were like, we have to do this in 20 minutes. Let's get it done. Put it on. And we did.
We are struggling today.
But we're here.
But not because we're like hungover or anything. It's a Tuesday.
I don't think anyone thought that.
Well, when you say you're struggling, usually it's because like you don't feel good. We feel fine. Physically.
We're mentally struggling.
But what's different than any other week? I feel like we say that every week.
Yeah, we do, actually. If I think about it, we do. I'm Victoria.
Hey, guys. I'm Carly.
And we're in rare form.
We are in rare form. I am going to take my sweater off because now I'm hot. I was really cold, but now I'm hot.
Oh, my God. Our thought process today was we don't have the mental capacity for real facts and we don't have the mental capacity for anything serious.
You're not saying that right. You're saying mental capacity. You're saying mental say it again.
Mental capacity.
Say it again.
Mental capacity.
I can't hear it anymore. Never mind. I thought you were saying like mental tepacity or something like that.
We don't have the mental tepacity.
Yeah, that's what
for
I
that
was
either.
Hearing.
Whatever you just said.
Forget it. Move along.
You know, state of the world's insane. So we are going to have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. We're going to ask each other some stupid questions. And by we, I mean, I'm going to ask Victoria, but also answer them myself after she answers the way I want her to. So that is where we are today. We needed something frivolous and not serious because we've had a very serious morning.
Frivolous.
And
she said frivolous.
I said frivolous. It reminds me of a party dress. Don't ask me why.
Do you mean whimsical?
No, it like frills. I don't know.
We're not okay. No. Oh my. Wow.
We're just trying to lighten the mood of the world today. One podcast episode at a time.
Pray for us.
Pray for us. Okay, so
please, St. Anthony, find our sanity. What is it? Please, St. Anthony, come around.
Something has been lost, but not
and must be found.
And must be found.
Get it right.
Listen.
Carly can find nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing is funny. Nothing is good right now.
St. Anthony's like, I can't help you. You're on your own.
So we couldn't deep dive, as Victoria likes to say, into anything serious because everything is serious right now. So we're gonna be silly.
Let's say it again for the people in the back.
Frivolous. Okay. Victoria, I am going to ask you some questions.
Don't say my name.
I know. It's weird.
It is.
It's very weird.
Don't say my name.
Say my name. When no one is around you.
Don't say.
Say, baby, I love you.
Don't say. Just going to say that.
Short answers only will be accepted. Okay. I will cut you off.
Okay.
Because there are things to get done. So, these are so stupid.
I have no idea what she's looked at.
Okay. If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
A cat?
Oh, no way.
What?
A cat would not be the rudest. A cat would be the most, could care less about life. Not the rudest.
Okay. Well, what? First of all, It's my answer. What do you think, Carly? Like
a camel or a giraffe.
You don't know animals.
Yes, I do.
No. It would be like a ferret.
The rudest?
A cat would be rude. Did you not watch Homeward Bound? She is sassy. Her name is Sassy. And she couldn't be more rude to Jinx? What's it?
It's definitely not Jinx.
It's not Jinx.
Jinx is from Hocus Pocus.
Bull terrier mix and then the lab.
Yeah, I don't know the name.
I think it's Jinx.
I don't think it's a cat. I think a cat is, I'm going to use another big word here for me today because that's how I'm feeling.
Okay.
Nonchalant about life.
I think you don't know animals. That's what I think.
Well, I'm also allergic to cats, so we'll never have one.
You were sassy.
Yes, I was. Okay.
Shadow, sassy.
Shadow.
And Chance. I was close.
Chance.
Michael J. Fox.
What a good movie for all you out there. Watch Homeward Bound again with your kids. That's such a good flick.
Wait, you know the trend of like, Dad, what were you in the 90s or whatever? So the kid that was Shadow's.
Yeah, I sent it to you. Didn't send it? Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what I don't know what their adult faces look like. So some of them I'm like, oh, that you're clearly the kid from Sandlot. And some of them I'm like, wait, who's this going to be? And he was one.
Well, there's a lot of people that are doing it just like to their doppelgangers. And you look in the comments and they're like, dude, this isn't you. But somebody has been saying that you look like this person. But that was that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's not say names or facts or anything.
No, that's not what today is about.
Yeah.
But it would be a camel or giraffe. That is the correct answer.
God, it wouldn't be a giraffe. You are insane. Okay. Insane. It would be an alpaca or a llama.
Oh, an alpaca is pretty nasty.
It would be an alpaca.
Yeah.
And a cat.
And a camel and a giraffe. Okay. Do you think ghosts wear clothes or are they just naked forever?
They're not naked forever. That is so much more horrifying.
To be naked?
To think like you're being haunted, like my house is a ghost and he's naked.
Naked.
That, no, I think you are a ghost in whatever you died in.
So then how come people haven't seen ghosts in like a crop top and baggy cargo pants yet? It's always in Renaissance gear or soldier from back in the day from like Gettysburg. It's never like in a Britney Spears outfit. Explain that.
Because I think it takes a long time to break the veil.
To become a ghost?
To become an entity that could be felt, seen, or heard. Yeah.
So you think...
Are the people of this generation that have died are not there yet?
They're not there yet.
Give it a few more decades and then you're going to be like, leave Britney alone! Like you're going to hear that in the middle of the night.
Oh, I feel like that's coming sooner than later. Poor Britney.
She's a clone.
Okay, fine. How long would it take you to notice if I was replaced by a clone?
5 seconds.
Why?
Because they would speak in full sentences.
They would say nonchalant and frivolous in the correct way.
And they wouldn't be allergic to fun and laughter and wine and beer.
I don't think I would notice if you were a clone very quickly.
Why?
Because I think a clone is a clone for a reason. They're very good at being you.
But also very obviously not the person. Like, I think there are tells. I think there are, maybe the voice is a little bit different. And you'd be like, are you sick? There'd be like little things.
AKA Selena Gomez.
Exactly. Or your face would be completely reconstructed. And you would only talk with your bottom lip.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a whole different episode. We can get into that.
Look back to Wizard of Waverly Place. She did not talk like that.
Ooh. Okay.
However, that is Botox.
Would you eat me if we were stranded in
get
the wilderness?
Get out of my house. Get out of my house.
If we were stranded in the wilderness.
No, I would die.
Yeah, I would die too.
Cannibalism is absolutely...
But what
insane.
What if I was already dead and you had to eat me to survive?
I'd jump off a cliff.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, okay. You're a rude cat. There's no, that is, I don't even eat meat.
Yes, that would be the reason she does not eat me if I died in the wilderness.
Are you a fish?
If you had to haunt someone after you die, who would it be? Like, say you died tomorrow and all of a sudden you were the Britney Spears crop top, cargo pants, ghost, and you were allowed to haunt somebody.
Ooh, what would be my outfit? I can only haunt one.
You can only haunt one person, and like they ask you, listen, you get one haunt for your the rest of your ghostly life. Who would it be?
Someone young, so I could do it longer. If I only get one, I'm not going to pick someone in their 70s because that's only like 20 more years.
Yeah, but it's not like, hey, have chats with them every night. It's haunt them. So you trying to scare a little kid?
I'm trying to do it for longer. Like if I want to haunt an enemy and they're already older.
Pick somebody.
And then I can't haunt anybody after that. Can I pick a new person when they die?
Well, we didn't get there yet, but just pick one person. Three.
Lewis. He would love it.
He would actually I know. Really love it.
We would have fun.
Dean and Melody would end up in a mental institution.
Yeah. But Lewis would be like, oh, Yaya's back.
Yaya, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah. I would give him the wrong answers to like test questions. And he'd be like, oh, wasn't even me. Like, we would have a good time.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually a really good haunt.
I know.
Andrew's going to probably die before me, so I can't haunt him. He's 7 years older than me, so that's just math. So...
You're a fool. That's not how life works.
Although I would haunt him until the death because...
You already do that in life. Yes, so I think you should find someone else.
All right, I pick Victoria.
No. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.
Yes, I would haunt you. I'd be like, what are you doing? What's going on?
I would haunt you back. As a live person, I would do that. If you can see me, I would do things to make you uncomfortable.
As an alive person?
Yep.
Okay. All right, this is going to be really interesting, and we all, anybody listening right now knows the answer to this question.
Ooh.
Do you think, in your opinion, I'd survive in the wild?
No.
Or immediately? I wasn't even done. Oh. Or immediately get eaten.
Oh, immediately get eaten.
Yeah, we all knew this.
You can't climb a tree.
No.
You don't know how to make shelter. You have absolutely no awareness of, like, you would eat poison ivy. You'd be like, that leaf looks good.
Like cilantro.
That must be a herb.
That must be a herb. Because I'm a herbivore.
You are a fast runner, though. Oh, my God. Get out of here. I heard it. I heard it too late.
I'm not that fast.
You would...
I could not outrun an animal.
Sloth.
So I...
You could outrun a sloth?
We all know the answer. I would not last very long.
I don't think I would last very long either, though.
No, you would.
I would.
You would rub some sticks together and make fire. I would be talking to Wilson, the volleyball.
But the question was, get eaten.
Yeah, right.
Which means you have to know how to respond to different animals. And I don't
You'd put some hex on it with your mind and your... You'd be like, stay away.
Oh, if I have that ability, so much would be different right now. We would not be having a mental breakdown this morning.
Okay. Be honest. Who's mom's favorite, and why is it not me?
I think it's... I actually don't think it's any of us.
Do you think it's the cat? Kashmir?
No, she hates that. Okay. She hates my cat.
You don't think any of us are her favorite? Mom hates this question.
I think she is a favor the one you're with.
Yes.
And so in her mind, if we're ganging up on Billy, he's who she's defending yes. and advocating for, whatever. If we're ganging up on Carly, that's is her. True. Like, she has no chill or compartmentalization abilities. So, like, we joke that Billy is the
prodigal
favorite.
Son. Yeah.
He is. Like, the world stops when he comes home.
That's what happens when you move away.
But I think we all equally disappoint her. And I think we all equally surprise her.
Well, they did just, Victoria took our mom to the ballet on Saturday. It did not invite me. And they like went out to dinner and went to the ballet. So I think on Saturday, you were her favorite. And
but not until we sat down and she forgot that we were fighting the whole time. We were late. Like, it took 45 minutes to get there. I don't like to be late. Mom's fine with being late to everything. Like, oh, it's fine. And that's a great mentality because, like, things happen. But we were in the second row. The tickets were in the second row of a very small theater. The Suzanne Roberts Theater is, like, 100 seats.
Yeah.
And then all the streets on Broad Street were construction. So you couldn't just, like, go around the corner to get into the parking garage or whatever. So we were running. She wore heels. Didn't Why? Think we were going to have to run.
With a bad knee.
With a bad knee.
Yeah.
She has, like, booties on with, like, big heels, so she's struggling. But also asking me every three steps, is that the theater? Is it back there? Is it over here? Is this it? I'm like, I don't know any of these answers. I don't know any of these answers. And so I'm in a bad mood, so she's yelling at me for being in a bad mood.
Hold, please. I'm just getting a text message from our producer, CEO, that you're not checking your phone, and Pedro is actually our mom's favorite.
Oh my God, he's right. And yes, I have three text messages. Imagine dying in your Halloween outfit.
In your
Taco Man.
No. In your, you were from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh yeah, we're that. Oh my gosh. I had such lesbian cargo pants on that didn't fit me well.
Mine
would have
been
haunt in that.
Perfect. Cher from Clueless. I would happily die in that.
Oh, you're annoying. I'm the favorite. You are. Wow, you bypassed me and went to Carly. Good for you.
No, he means Pedro's the favorite.
I know.
He texted
you to get my attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was that important to him.
But also, imagine dying in your Halloween costume. Oh my God, Chiquita Banana.
There actually might be a lot of Britney Spears haunting you because Ooh. If you dressed up as Britney Spears for Halloween.
Yes. Or like a slutty nurse. Oh, yeah. For the rest of your life. I was never those characters. I was always something funny.
Like from the Blink 182 cover. That
I'm
nurse.
I'm impressed that you know that.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's my era.
He's right, though. He is the favorite. I'm pretty sure mom professed her love to him the other night.
I'm sure she did that. Unfortunately, paid her to a lot of people.
I got a Yeah, that's true. I got a picture of it. She was holding a giant bouquet of balloons and talking like this. Chin up. Because she couldn't see his head.
Yeah, because he's so tall.
Because he's too tall. And I took a picture and it was funny.
All right. Anyway, so mom's favorite is the one she's with. Oh, God. Pedro just sent her a screenshot of what she just looked like and it is haunting.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Oh, you're the worst.
Oh, okay.
Coming for
this
you.
Is very hard. This is a hard question.
Okay.
Be honest. What's one argument we had that you're still convinced that you were right?
Oh, that it wasn't my Sunday. I wasn't supposed to teach this past Sunday.
Yes, it was your Sunday to teach. Yes, it was. It's been on the schedule forever.
But in the order of the pattern, it was yours.
But 2 months ago when we went over the schedule, what 2 months ago, but what Victoria's thing is, she doesn't check the schedule. So she never knows when she's teaching. If it's changed, she just doesn't look. So I knew I had to bring it up because I knew you hadn't looked.
You didn't bring it up. I said I would offer to teach. You said it's not my Sunday.
It's not my Sunday.
I was like, but it is.
You did not win that. That
in terms of sequential every other, it technically was yours.
But St. Patrick's Day Sunday doesn't count because we both taught together.
I taught stretch. You were a student.
But I taught. You did not win that. If you had to delete one memory forever, what would it be?
This one. Right now.
That we don't need another answer. Do you think your younger self would think you're cool?
No.
What?
I think she would think I'm a cop out.
Why?
Because she was a lot more free.
What? What are you copping out of?
Like conforming to things and not actually where. Hey, this is my answer. Shut up. Just shut up.
Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up.
No, maybe not a cop out, but like
so freaking weird.
Like I would like to own. I don't have the money to buy the things that I want to buy, but like outfit wise, like I do think twice, like don't wear that. People in the family would say too much. I don't feel like dealing with that. She wouldn't care. That's what I mean. Stuff like that.
I think she still cared. But she did it anyway.
Right. But and now I'm like, all right, I'll censor it.
I do not agree. I think your younger self would think that you are very cool. I don't. But
your younger Carly's my biggest censor.
I know.
My entire life. 37 years of censorship.
Yet I'm the one buying you cow dresses. And horse sweaters.
I know. Maybe buy them that fit me.
So you're welcome for readjusting. And, you know, you can be loud and proud if you want. I don't care.
Hit your face with your microphone again. No, I think she'd think I'm cool. But I definitely, she'd be like, step up.
Like, I can't believe you would say that. Okay. Cool.
I can't believe you're offended.
Okay. If we were in a reality show together,
oh God,
who would get voted off first?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like that's like me getting eaten in the wild. I think that's a pretty easy answer.
No, I think you're entertaining. I think you are one to step. What kind of reality show?
I don't know, but I would consider it even because I think you would be very opinionated and people would paint you as the villain on the show as like the she says what everybody's thinking.
Yes, but I think about this sometimes. I'm like, I wonder if I would be me on these shows or if I would be like, you're on TV, just be smart. Do you know what I mean? Because in my head watching, I'm like, why would they say that?
Yeah.
So I wonder.
Because you forget about the cameras after
a
while.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe we wouldn't because we're so hyper aware, but we don't know.
We will never know because it will never happen. I would never subject myself to that. I honestly don't. I think it would be even because I think it would be keep us for different reasons, but also get rid of us for different reasons.
Yeah. Okay. I like that answer.
My diplomatic answer.
Yeah. We would never be on a reality show. And people always said it to our mom. Oh my gosh, your life is not real. You should be on a reality show. And my mom's like, what you don't see is that from 8 p.m. on, I'm asleep.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.
with my mouth open in a chair.
With peanut M&Ms hanging out of my hand.
Yeah. So, like, there's nothing. From 6 a.m. on, maybe it's wild, but from 8 p.m. on, she's asleep in a chair.
It's true.
So.
And also, we don't like being the center of attention.
No.
At all. None of us.
Like, the St. Patrick's Day Parade actually gives us the heebie-jeebies. I don't like anxiety, but.
It's my least favorite day.
So, I'm going to say heebie-jeebies. I don't like people looking at us. I don't like. That's why we're not good business people either, because we don't like talking about our business. We're like, oh, let's talk about something else.
I'm like, you don't have to come.
Yeah.
I don't need you. You're fine. You have stuff to do. I get it.
When people are always like, oh, how's CFIT? I'm like, fine, moving on.
Yeah, I'm like, please don't ask
me. Please don't ask me. And it's not because we don't like to talk about work. I don't like talking about our stuff.
I also don't like talking about work.
Well, yeah, but I don't like talking about me. I really don't. And that's, I think, what people don't think about me. Yeah, it's a joke. I'm very uncomfortable when people ask me questions about myself.
It's a character. And honestly, if you believe Carly is who she is, like, on the stage to teach, you really don't know her. You know the character.
But if
she does a good job.
Yeah. I see my acting degree is paying off.
Yeah, mom's getting all her money back.
Okay, rapid fire round. I mean, rapid fire. Pick one. No elbows or no knees?
No elbows.
Yeah, same. Would you rather always whisper or always shout?
Whisper.
We know this. Is cereal soup?
No. Is cereal soup? Does soup mean just temperature?
No.
I guess there's cold soup. Yeah, cereal soup. That's like saying, is a taco a sandwich? Or what was the first, a hot dog a sandwich or a taco? Right. What was the first question we ever did?
Next one. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, shut up. I think it's a taco.
Wrong. Can you cry underwater?
No, you would die.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Is that funny to you?
Yes.
Is that a funny concept?
I'm so scared of water. Okay. I'm going to laugh about it.
She is.
But I am petrified. But I can swim. If your thoughts had a smell, what would yours smell like right now?
I also need you to prove it. If my thought had a smell?
Yeah. Good. I love this rapid fire.
Carly, this is not a rapid fire question. Who has this in their back pocket? If my thoughts had a smell. Oh, my God. Go to the bathroom.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm on a roller coaster. She's shaking the couch. My thought as of this morning would be like sandalwood and cabbage.
Oh, God.
My thought right
now.
You're
right. Your younger self would not think you're cool. I'm sorry. I take it back. I take it way back. Victoria's younger self is like, sandalwood and cabbage? Yeah, I hate my older self.
It was a stressful thought process this morning. Right now, my thoughts would smell like citrus and patchouli.
Even
I don't know.
Worse.
Oh, I hate you.
Okay. I'm done with the rapid fire because she doesn't know how to do it anyway.
I'm tired.
If we combined into one person, who would be the control?
You would be the head, but I would be the neck.
So I couldn't turn the head unless you turn too?
That's right.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing you think we both do, but we never talk about?
Hold on. That was from my Big Fat Greek Wedding, by the way. That was not my thought.
What a good movie.
What did you just
say? Side note, I watched Angels in the I keep saying Angels in America, and I did not watch that with
my
children.
Very different.
We watched half of it because we can't watch a full movie at night. Angels in the Outfield. And it is.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Such a good movie. I was saying the lines before they came out. It was like my Indiana Jones. And it was so weird.
How do you know that?
Because we watched it so often.
I know, but I don't think I. Well.
Anyway, watch it. Angels in the Outfield. Okay. What's the weirdest thing?
Sports.
Sports. What's the weirdest thing you think we both do but never talk about?
Watch your nose drip because you're laughing.
I was getting a tissue.
Mm-hmm. What's the weirdest what? Say it again.
Oh, my God.
I was looking at your nose.
What's the weirdest thing that we both do but never talk about?
The weirdest thing that we both do. I mean, there, I'm sure there's a lot.
I mean, this isn't weird. Some people might think it's weird that we spend from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. texting, from 9 to 10 being together, and then from, you know, whatever time in the day to 9 o'clock at night working together, and then go on vacation together, and then spend the weekends together.
Because nothing's actually said. We don't talk about anything.
I know, but some people would think that's weird that we literally spend 24/7 and are like, oh, you want to go to a concert on our time when we're not together?
True.
That could be weird to some people.
That's true. That's true. I agree.
This time, this 20 minutes that's over 20 minutes is the only time we actually talk in the entire week. Just
not about CFIT, schedules, kids.
Kids.
Annoyances. But I'm sure there's other weird things that we do. We do a lot of weird things. I don't know. I have to, I'll come back to you.
Okay, come back. You won't. If I disappeared and came back slightly off, what would you check first? Because you're like, you seem more normal now.
Like, check to see if it's you, or yeah, check to see if your mental state is, like, okay?
That's the question. That's the question I have.
So I would check your NSYNC trivia knowledge. I would check your Bravo knowledge, but I'd have to look it up to ask the questions.
Yeah.
I would. No, I think those are the main two. Yeah,
main two. I would agree that those are good answers. If one of us was secretly adopted, who do you think it would be?
It's me.
Yeah. What, I mean, 100%. Yep. Even though you are like dad and mom, which I think we all are, all three of us are a lot like our dad and a lot like our mom. She is the least like both of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, Billy and I, we're all a little like both of them, but she's the least like both of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm still like them.
You still are, but you're the least.
Yeah, that was a good way to say that. Yeah. Nobody's going to get in trouble over there. Good job.
That's how I'm most like mom.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's fair. Everything's fair. Don't hurt anybody's feelings.
If you had to swap lives with a random person for a year, would you do it?
A whole year?
Yeah. Not who would it be. That can be a second parter. Would you do it?
But I got to be me after a year?
I think that's where they're headed. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
I said, who'd you pick?
Whoa. You said it wasn't about who.
I said we could get there.
All right, fine. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a celebrity. Because, really? Yeah.
But if you could try that for a year knowing that it wasn't life.
Yeah, but a year is a long time.
It's a long time to be rich. Yeah.
It's also a long time to have absolutely no privacy and no allowance for mistakes or opinions without judgment.
Why did it take the fun out of everything? You're right, younger self. I'm with you.
I wouldn't pick you. Honestly,
nobody should.
I'd pick my dog. I'd pick Pepper. They lived the life.
You are so boring.
Are you kidding? She's sleeping. She's been sleeping for 17,000 hours, and she's going to wake up and be like, yo, feed me. I'm going to go back to sleep. What a day.
Yes, but guess what? You are at the disposal of your owner, who, if you want to eat and you can't because you're out, you can't eat. You have to go to the bathroom, but you can't because you're not home. Cool life.
I'm not going to get into this.
Okay.
There's lots of things I could say.
Are you the same person you were 5 minutes ago?
No, I'm dumber. and more annoyed.
Wait, what's that line? I am now dumber having listened. That's not the line. But
I know. I think I know.
And now we are all dumber having listened to that.
You should only speak with knowledge.
With facts. We would not have a podcast.
With reference.
Oh. We don't have a fact check at the end. So you just have to take what I have as Bible.
That's how you live. Maybe I should be you for a year. It must be nice to be in there.
But yes, I don't think you were the same person you were 5 minutes ago. I know I wasn't. I was in a bad mood. Well, not 5 minutes ago.
That's true. That's true.
Maybe 30 minutes ago, I was a different person. 5 minutes ago, I was the same person.
Specifics. Two more questions.
She's the boss. If you forgot your own name, what would you pick as your new one?
I've never thought about this.
But I mean, you got to pick a confirmation name.
Adelina.
Angelica.
Patron saint of princesses.
Patron saint of angels.
That's a weird thing that nobody talks about.
That our mom calls me the angel and her the princess, and we picked confirmation names.
She doesn't know who we are.
We should have been switched. I am a living angel. Let's be honest.
Of the underworld. Correct. I don't have another name. Ooh. I like Sienna. I like ooh, names like that.
I like Sienna.
You know?
Savannah was always on my list. Savannah.
One. I like Savannah.
Pedro said, stop ruining Billy Madison. It's from Billy Madison. We are, oh, the guy says it at the, not the spelling bee, but whatever, in the auditorium. And he goes, we are all now dumber.
Oh, yes.
Having to had listened to that. You're right. Thank you, Pedro. Oh, Billy.
Oh. To school, to school. To show my daddy I'm not a fool.
Okay, so what would your name be? Sienna. I'm going to call you Sienna from now
Sienna.
On.
Let's say Sienna. I like Sienna.
Okay. Burnt Sienna? That's all I can think of?
Yeah. I almost named Pepper Sienna.
I really liked Maxine, and that was on our girl list, but I didn't want anybody to call her Max. I don't like Max.
But you're in control of that, Carly.
Yes, but not when they get to like high school. I'm not.
Why? I was in control of everything. Somebody called me. That's true. No one called me Tor, Vicky, anything.
People call Melody Mel, and I hate it.
Melody has to learn how to stand up for herself.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all that is.
I loved Maxine, and I loved Maxie, but I don't like Max. So I would be Maxine, even though I don't look like one. You look like a Sienna.
That's just the hair.
Burnt Sienna. All right, last one. You ready? If you could legally marry an inanimate object, what would it be? I know what mine would be.
What?
Pasta.
I don't like how strongly you said that. I don't like the confidence of how you punched the P.
Pesto pasta,
you would
to be exact.
Marry it?
I would marry it. I love it so much. I would marry it.
This is like a real thing, though. Did you ever see that?
I mean, like weird.
TLC show. Yeah. It's like, I forget what it's called, but like there's a woman who married a statue in the park. She's in love with the statue in the park.
Yeah, I know. It's like a weird fetish thing.
And like mental thing.
I'm into it with pasta.
Yeah, with pasta. Really? Yeah. With pasta?
Yes, I'd marry it. I love it so much. I'd marry it. What, are you going to marry it? Yeah.
Maxine, back off.
I like Lola, too.
I like Lola. I like Lola. You were going to name a Lola.
Lewis was either Lewis or Lola. But he's Lewis.
That's how I would haunt him. Lola. I'm an adamant object. I don't know, but I do feel bad for them.
Okay. So you're not going to pick one? This is a fun game.
Let me explain. I can't think of anything I love that much. That's not real. I don't know. But I feel I have like this weird feeling of feeling bad for something that isn't real.
Me too.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like even, I know you're going to say plants are real, whatever.
No, that's fine.
Like when you cut the bottoms of a plant off, it hurts me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I cut its legs off.
Yeah.
Or like when I break a mug, it hurts me a little bit because I'm like, oh, that life is over. I have to
yeah.
I'm weird like that.
Or like when I pick a mug out, I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. I'm going to pick this one.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
every morning I have a rack of mugs and I'm like, it's you today. And then when I keep picking the same one over and over, I'm like, I got to switch it up
because I feel bad for the other ones.
I feel bad for the other ones.
Yeah, 100%.
Is that a thing?
It's a mental disorder.
So is that a weird thing that we both don't talk about?
Well, we didn't know to talk about it. Now we know. I definitely, I can't think of another description, but like I will make weird decisions because I'm like, oh, but I feel bad for it.
Yep.
Like, what if it has feelings?
Yep. No, I do the same thing and that's really weird.
I'm like looking around.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel the same way.
It's usually with decisions, like if you have to pick like a towel or which sheet set do I put on the bed? Well, I used you last time, but I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I talk to them in my head. I literally do that too.
We're not okay.
But I think a lot of people do that,
I
right?
I think a lot of people do that too. I think Pedro and I had a conversation about that actually when we first met. Because I think it's more normal. I think it's like empathy. It's
when I'm at the store, like when I'm at any store,
yeah,
I will pick the first one and then I'll be like, no, I don't want it. I'll put it back. But then if I want it again, I'm like, and I picked another one. I'm like, ooh, but then that other one thought it was getting picked and it didn't. And then I picked another one of the same thing. And now I feel bad that I didn't pick the original one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
I don't think it's well. I don't think it means we're well.
Oh, great.
But.
Maybe it means we're sympathetic.
Empathetic. It's empathy. You feel it. You
yeah.
feel the sorrow of that shirt not being chosen. It's empathy.
And if there's like four things in a row, I have to get all four because I don't want to break up the family. Have you ever not want to broken up the family?
That like that might be OCD.
Like I... But like I can't just pick two because I'm like, oh, and then the kids didn't get picked. And I want the mom and the dad and the kids to get picked too. Am I going too far?
I don't have that maternal instinct.
Nobody asked me if my younger self would think I'm cool because I know they wouldn't.
You digressed. You regressed.
I peaked and then I went back down the hill. But I don't know when the peak was because I didn't see that happening either.
It was high school.
Oh, I did not peak in high school.
I think it was like freshman year.
I was the up. Yeah, I might have peaked my freshman year of high school and then it just went downhill from there. Anyway, don't break up the family. If you're going to buy a couple, you got to buy all of them.
Yeah, just go broke. Go broke for these inanimate objects that have some sort of feeling. I'm with you. Trust me, I agree. Damn.
20 minutes.
Thank God I have therapy next week. I should talk about it. I'll let you know. I'll let you know what comes of it. Of, hey, what does it say about us if this is how we shop?
If we feel bad for...
And make decisions.
Yeah. The forks.
I made a pile of... I have a very small pile of things I want to give away. Because my room is a mess. And I was like, well, actually, these are old. I don't need them. But I like looked at it. I almost had like a mini memorial. I was like, I'm really sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry that we have to... Aren't we?
Yes, that's so like, weird.
We had memories, you know. I it's just time.
It took us a while, but we came around to the weirdest thing that we do.
You all do too. Don't even try. Pick out a coffee mug. Try not to.
Ugh.
Tomorrow morning.
It's the first decision of the morning and the one that I don't like to make. So I don't want to make any of the mugs feel bad that they're not the favorite.
Producer Pete. I don't know if I can say this word. Anthropomorphism.
Oh, we have a disease.
Anthropomorphism. Human emotion to inanimate objects. Anthropomorphism. Anthropomorphism.
Let me say.
She'll know.
Anthropomorphism.
Yeah, it's good. That's good. You say it was different. That's different. Human emotion to inanimate objects. There you go.
That and pasta.
That's an inanimate... Well, it's a food. No.
There better not be anything living in my pasta. I'll tell you that.
Fact.
But you know what is living? Me. And I have to go to the bathroom.
Yo, if you're not tuned into watching, she has been squirming. Different positions. Just like watching it happen. It's great.
I have to go to the bathroom so bad.
It is time. So we just needed a silly moment. because why the hell not?
Yeah.
Hopefully you did too. And, you know, please let me know what your weird isms are, because it's got to be the same. It has to be.
How weird.
Oh.
Wait, I'm wearing brown on. I can't go to the bathroom in these pants. I usually wear black for this reason.
Not because you're a grown adult on a couch, but just because of you're wearing brown. So yeah, take moments anytime that you can with your people to just, you know.
Listen, we laugh, were in a bad mood.
Smile. I'll go back to it once this is over. But this is a mood. This is a very nice interim to the day.
Oh, cool. So,
happy Easter if you celebrate. This is coming out the day after Easter. And also, happy Monday, you know? So
wait, no, it's not. It's coming out the day after Palm Sunday. Easter's in 2 weeks.
Ah, shoot. Yeah. Happy
Palm Sunday, Monday. For those that
now I feel bad for all the other Mondays, you know? I feel bad for all the other Sundays. It's just, it's a trickle. It's a trickle. So just remember, you're always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
I'm not ready. Don't go to the bathroom on the couch.
Oh my God. I have to go get
it. Okay. Bye.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.